Yo, 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 what's good in yo hood around the world? It's the one, the only, the real King Stewart. So yeah, man, I'm an artist, MC, producer, actor, model, and entrepreneur out here in beautiful Wyoming. I originally came from Kansas, been out in Wyoming about 13 years now, moved out to Wyoming in my early 20s, basically looking for more opportunities to pursue music and get more focused on music and get away from all the distractions of the city. How I got into music was back when I was 18, I linked up with a crew called the Human Instruments, which was a local hip-hop crew in Hutchinson, Kansas. Now, I had already known and met the members from the Human Instruments crew from when I was much younger, as they were my older brother's friends. I just reconnected with these guys when I got older. And I grew up listening to a lot of different music since I was a kid, from R&B, pop, hip-hop, country, oldies, rock and roll, all various types of music. I just grew up listening to it. And so I was already a fan of music and loved music. And it was about the time when I was in high school and I saw a R&B group in high school performing a few songs for a club. And after seeing this group perform, I had this immediate desire to want to write my own music or try to write my own lyrics. So that day, I went home and started writing my own poetry, if you will, and working on my own songs. Now, I didn't know much of what I was doing at the time, but later when I connected with the Human Instruments crew, they took me under their wing and taught me how to turn the poetry I was already writing and turn that into lyrical format and spit that over beats. Now, after a while of the whole crew pretty much mentoring me and guiding me and teaching me what I needed to know about making music and making hip-hop tracks and releasing music, I began to write and record full songs over production a member of the crew had produced. And I want to give a shout-out to Nandez, who was a member of the crew, and he's the one who actually produced my first single, and it was at his studio where I recorded that first single. So fast forward, myself and the crew did a few shows together. We moved around in and around Kansas, and then eventually we all kind of went our own directions with music. And I eventually moved out to Wyoming, where I have been the past 13 years. Now, being in Wyoming has presented its challenges, being that there's no real hip-hop scene or music scene in the state of Wyoming, although major artists are known to come through Jackson Hole, Wyoming, there's not a real scene for underground independent hip-hop or music. So this is where I had to learn to be resourceful online and make contacts through social media. However, with the help of former music manager, the Encouraginaire, and other mentors, I learned to meet and connect with major A-list executives and A&Rs and so on through social media. Now, the Encouraginaire and other mentors encouraged me to follow other pursuits as well as music, as an acting, modeling, and being an entrepreneur, as I already had a business mindset and I saw a different perspective on talent, and I saw the grind and the struggle a lot of different independent talent all share. I had numerous ideas and came up with numerous ideas on how to help myself and other talent. So I was encouraged by several mentors that I should do something bigger that would help all of us, give us all a voice. So as an entrepreneur, I created the idea to develop something brand new and innovative that would help independent talent of all sorts to get the exposure and spotlight they deserve, even as independent talent. So not only did I begin to get into modeling and acting, which also a shout out to my good friend and filmmaker, Justin X. Christiansen. He actually helped me with my first music video. And so Justin and I also teamed up together to go over some amazing ideas relating to film. So again, I began to venture into acting and modeling and entrepreneurship as well as music and music production. And Justin's one of those guys who helped out a lot with the film side of things and still is to this day. And seeing Justin and the struggle that he's endured as a film producer independently also kind of motivated me and pushed me to want to create something very innovative and exciting and huge for independent talent. So again, alongside of music and music production and acting and modeling and entrepreneurship, I wanted to create something very big and very amazing that would stand out and help be a voice, give a voice, help independent talent to express their voice and opinion and their art on a bigger platform and bigger scale. And now that platform is currently in development, which we plan to launch in 2020. And the beauty behind all of this is it's being done from Wyoming. And so the goal is showing that, you know, I want to inspire people to pursue their dreams, achieve their goals, and work hard at it, and never let their location limit them. And I hope through my endeavors, through my projects, through my acting and modeling and my pursuits of music, that I can inspire others who are talented, regardless if it's music or modeling or film production or whatever it might be. I hope that I can inspire them to pursue their goals and their dreams, turn their dreams into realities, and never give up hope and never give up the grind and the struggle, realizing that the struggle is part of the fun, but the struggle is part of what it takes to be successful. I hope that one day my story will inspire not only people from small towns, but anybody and everybody globally.